got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love.
Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. That's the new Drake, and he said, I got my eyes on you. Poncho, who did you have your eyes on?
Well, it sounded a lot like your ode to Chris Wheeler, brother, but we'll let you slide on it. My eyes, usually on boobs and badge, but this week, this season, Philadelphia Eagles, brother.
All right, let's let Drake take us out a little bit, and we'll go into our eye test.
I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, we're going home.
All right, everybody, it's time for us to get at you. We want to go over a couple things. We were on Twitter earlier this week, and we said, eye test. Who are you going to have your eye test on?
Yeah.
Poncho said to me, what's eye test? What is eye test? Well, basically, the eye test is, who are you going to be watching in these games? What are you looking for? I had three eye tests. Polk, Boykins, Lane Johnson. Poncho, who were you watching?
Well, nerds of the world unite for this little segment, but I told you last year when he was drafted, Vinny Curry, 6'3", 279 pounds of meat, and man, had a good game last night, but how could you watch this game and not watch these quarterbacks' tools?
Yep, I was watching the quarterback.
For one, Matt Barkley, hope we're going to get a little more than that out of this guy. His arm's pretty pathetic, flaccid, if you will. But a lot of good things to take out of it. The best for me was getting spoiled in the bedroom for about an hour. I know you had none of that action. Lost the game. Defensively, I'm already defeated for the season, but some offensive bright spots, I guess.
Well, my eye tests, as I said before, were Polk, Boykins, and Lane Johnson. Polk was supposed to be this great number. You know, he's having the best camp. That's all you hear from the Philly reporters. Did he do anything for you last night?
Yeah, I have said it once because the first show we just did, you didn't record. Brandon Boykins, if this is the best secondary guy on this team, Pat Chung, for one, our big signing. This guy can't even decide if he's Asian or not, let alone cover somebody up. This is going to be one of the worst secondaries in the league. And Brandon Boykins better be all pro-like. That's the only way we'll save it.
Were you able to watch Lane Johnson at all? And yeah. What did you think? How do you think he played?
Well, he's a physical specimen that only compares with Poncho, and I appreciate that kind of prowess, but I don't think there was anything wrong. He got beat on the edge once or twice. Not going to be the fastest tackle in the league, Tools, but I think he's a masher when it comes to running the ball.
I agree.
Puts it down your throat.
Yep, I'm happy. I mean, from the first game that I could see out, Lane Johnson, he looks like a player. Mm-hmm. He had a little issues in pass defense, but for the most part, he was getting down the field, getting the second level.
Those little issues you've been having all your life.
So, I mean, all in all, I was pretty positive about the whole thing. Defense wasn't the best
problem. 24 points, 20 minutes they gave up.
Let's break down quarterbacks. I got something I want to explain, but you give me your analysis first.
Well, my analysis is this, Tools. The big time hype over this competition, Zach Berman. Let me get another phone book so I can actually see the players on the field over the press box here, hyping up this non-story, and it's a non-story. We know who the starting quarterback is. He started last night. I'm not saying Foles is bad, but with a defense this terrible, Tools, the offense is going to have to be really, really good. And the only flash, the only superpower sort of potential we got at quarterback comes from number 7.
Okay, let me explain this to the fans. The VMP's position on this quarterback controversy is these writers are lazy. They have nothing to talk about. And if you just use your brain and you think about it, Mike Vick is the starter for Chip Kelly's offense. If you examine the game last night, they ran Chip Kelly's offense for one series alone. And that was with Nick Foles because they wanted to know, is this guy even capable of running the up-tempo offense that we're going to be running? Mike Vick's the starter. That's why they signed him back here. I mean, why do people report every day about who's going to be the starter?
It's pathetic, Tools. And we never resort to those tactics. We never do non-stories. We only put the big-time topics right in front of our listeners, Tools. That's obvious. Mike, I totally agree with you. Mike Vick's the guy. Like I said, Foles is not terrible, but he's not. There's no flash to him. Maybe play him a little bit when Vic gets hurt, because that's going to happen.
Yeah. Vic always will probably get hurt. He'll be out a couple games. Foles did just fine when they ran the offense. I mean,
there's no flash to him. He doesn't excite me. He doesn't warm me up like a Friday night at the bar does, knowing what I'm going home to. But injury news is...
What?
John Doran lost tools.
Oh, yeah.
Conflicting reports, but I got the scoop here. Sprained his member thinking about his wife. Have you seen this woman, this beautiful vixen? Yeah.
Doran Boss's wife is amazing.
Oh,
and
my God.
I hope that's not... I thought it was a concussion, but I might be wrong.
No, I confirmed it. His lower joint was sprained when he had a quick burst of thought about his wife. Can't blame the guy. Good long snapper, though, too. Get him back in there immediately.
So who kind of disappointed you in this game? Who were you looking for something you didn't really see?
I know you're high on the guy, Tools, but he's going to be cut, and he was terrible last night. Felix Jones can't block, can't catch, and can't really run. So where's that leave him on the squad?
Yeah, Felix Jones is probably not going to make this team. I don't think they're going to carry him. Anybody else disappoint you?
As much as the love fest over all these tight ends, right now I see we have one good one. Because whatever his name is, Zach Ertz and Brent Celek.
Boy,
Celek is a bubble cut guy for me.
You think Brent Celek's going to get cut?
He's a bubble cut guy. Bubble cut guy. I'm telling you right now, Tool, Celek peaked years ago. At least peaking once is better than never at all. You know that firsthand testimony. But
so if
Celek just doesn't impress me anymore.
If you're saying that Celek is going to get cut.
I said bubble cut.
You want Zach Ertz to be the starter because on my notes here, which I have written, which are right in front of me, it says Zach Ertz did not jump out at me last night. I don't even know if he made a play.
Tools, honestly, I didn't even see him on the field.
Yeah, I saw him drop a pass.
So, I mean, but I'm telling you right now, Clay Harbor's a good tight end, Tools. You don't give this guy any credit, but he's got good hands and he's strong for his size.
So you think Clay Harbor's going to make the team?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I'd put a bet on it against you, but you being the frugal person you are would never pay up. But I'm telling you right now, you love Brent Celek. I don't get much out of the guy. He didn't. And my letdown was Chung. I already went over that. But excited everybody last night. This is the obvious one, but DeSean Jackson's going to have a good year, Tools.
Ah, you guarantee that?
But the only reason you won't, we don't have another receiver on this roster. We don't even have another third receiver or fourth receiver, let alone number two receiver.
We might be getting into that. Some people want to talk about that. All right, so what we did on Twitter this week is we threw it out to the peeps. We said, hey, tweet us some questions, and then we'll go over them on the air. So, Pancho, you got some questions from our listeners, right?
I sure do. These all five of these fans have been here from the start, first of all. And the first one, at Bleed Green, hails from Jersey and smells like it. Who's the number two receiver on this team?
Ugh, you want me to answer that, or do you want to take that
one? Go ahead and try, but we don't have one on the roster right now.
My answer to that is the number two receiver is the tight end. Which tight end? I'm not sure.
Great answer. So it's a tight end you don't even have any confidence in.
I think the number two receiver on this team is going to be Brent Celek.
Wow. Okay, well, that's not what anybody wanted to hear. Number one, obviously, Jackson, but the number two receiver, Tools. Come on, give me something. Give me something better than Brent Celek.
Demaryius Johnson.
Oh, he's 5'8", 160.
I know.
And Jackson's already like 5'9", what, 130? That's without carrying his piece. I think he's 134 when he's carrying his Glock. But
listen, if Andy Reid was still the coach here, I would be more worried about the second receiver in Chip Kelly's offense.
Run
the
GD ball.
The second receiver is not nearly as important, and that's my answer.
Question two plays into a point I was going to make at Wissink.
All right.
Who's the back?
This ought to be good.
Of course. We know this guy's pathetic, and his very few glimpses of sobriety, he tweets in, who's the backup running back, Chris Polk or Bryce Brown?
I don't even know why we're spending 3 seconds on this question. It's obviously Bryce Brown. Listen here, at Wiss Inc., you listen to a lot of the sports talk, the wrong sports talk, because they're bored and they need stuff to talk about. Polk is not the second running back on this team.
Bryce Brown can catch the ball a little bit, Tools. He's got power when he runs the ball. You see him running over that guy at the 2-yard line last
night?
Listen,
I
didn't see it. I saw it.
I specifically had an eye test on Polk, and he didn't do anything for me.
No, and Bryce Brown's the number two guy. And as I said, this is going to be a running team this year. But I still think Polk gets carries. Brown gets a little more, and then obviously McCoy.
Polk will barely sniff the field. You want to do an over-under on runs for the
okay.
year?
Okay, Tools. When you're running 10 or 12 offensive plays in 2.5 minutes, you can't have the same back in there. Do you know that, Tools?
Okay, I'm going to give you this number. 75 carries. Will Polk have
under. Come
for
on.
The season?
Under. I don't even know if Bryce Brown would get that,
okay,
Tools.
50.
Under.
Wow.
I think he gets a carry or two a game. I think Bryce Brown gets 5 or 6, and Brown catches a couple balls, too.
I don't know. Brown's strength is not receiving.
Speaking of pathetic alcoholics, question 3 at Hulk AN33.
Oh, what a terrible Twitter handle. Go ahead, give me the
talk
question.
About back-to-back lushes here. Refs, will they control and hamper Chip Kelly's tempo?
No, I think that is a non-story. If you watched, like I said last night, they ran Chip Kelly's offense once last night.
Yep.
Once, that was with Nick Foles. It was his second series. He ran it to very well. They didn't do any substitutions, and the referees kept up. It won't be an issue, but thanks for the question, Hawkin 33. Yeah.
Back to your bourbon, brother. Refs will not control the game, no. And but a quick note, unfortunately, I had to watch a little of the game last night with my woman.
What?
And she asked out of the blue, who's that ref? He's cute. I like his hat. So
I
immediately solved it. Question 4 at Press EJC. This is a guy that's been with us from the beginning, Tools. All the way. Start to finish.
Yep.
Is Chip Kelly a guru, a genius, or is he a fraud? What's going on?
You want to take that or you want me to take it?
You take it.
I think Chip Kelly is an innovator. And I know that's the cliche about him, but basically, he's leading this change in the NFL, which is going to be an up-tempo offense. And I would say, why not? Let's have a genius for the Eagles. How about we have a great coach? I'm on board.
Of course you are, Tools. You, being the homer you are, already love Chip Kelly. A reasonable assessment, I don't know. I don't know, Tools. I mean, I'm excited. Obviously, I think we're going to win more than 4 games, but nobody knows yet.
One thing
this guy coaches 11 games in a season and then a bowl game.
Let's
see what he does the whole year.
One thing for sure. What about Tom Brady? The one thing I will give the Philly media credit for is the whole week they were just saying Tom Brady is amazing. He's accurate. He didn't miss a pass the whole practice. And did you see that? Michael Kendricks had excellent coverage on that.
Your boy, who's a fraud, Kendricks.
Oh, you don't like Kendricks?
Well, I think you overrated him from the start. But, yeah, Brady's incredible. But that said, Tools, this team lost all their top 4 receivers from last year. None of them are back. He better be damn good this year. And if they end up going 4, you got to crown this guy. He's got to be in the conversation's top quarterback all time.
I know.
All time.
And I think I heard this on CSN last week. Think about this concept. Name me the best receiver that the Patriots drafted in the last 20 years. They have no receivers. I think it's Deion Branch. I think that was probably, think about it. Brady, he had Moss, but what wide receivers has he had?
None. May Welker a star. We'll see how really good Welker is this year.
Peyton Manning has had this guy named Marvin Harrison, who I wouldn't say too much about.
What, queer?
No, he's in a gang and kills people.
Oh, is that right?
You don't know much about
him. He's a Philly guy. You know that, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Look at the pending case again. Whatever. But, Reggie Wayne. Peyton Manning's had some wide receivers.
Sure has, yeah. And you know what? Brady also slams home to women late night, and I like that. I think Giselle, what's her name?
Giselle Bündchen?
If she's not good enough for him, then you know this guy's laying some thick, meaty pipe. And I always respect anybody that lays it down like that.
You told me you wanted to talk a little fantasy football. You said you wanted. Now, last year you were in the worst keeper league ever designed. I don't know. How much did you spend on that league?
$50.
Okay, so just
donated.
Just be warned, if you're going to enter a keeper league where they have 8 keepers, you're not going to have a good team. You're
second round pick Steven Jackson for me. There you go.
Ooh, that's a good point.
But
let me give you my first fantasy point. Steven Jackson looks slow, yep. Very slow.
Man, don't pick him up.
Yeah, I know everybody's thinking, oh, he's on Atlanta. I'm going to draft him. That's going to be I can sneak him in the second round.
Yeah.
I would steer away.
If Atlanta's smart tools, they'd be chucking the ball 40, 50 times a game to Roddy White and Julio.
Julio.
Why would you run the ball with this team, with these receivers?
I'll
give you a fantasy flub.
Whoa.
He's on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Are you saying don't draft him?
What are you stalling the show for here,
Tool? Okay, go ahead.
LeSean McCoy.
Oh.
I'm not saying don't draft him. Oh, stop.
I couldn't.
Draft a guy.
I couldn't disagree with you more.
I'm not saying don't draft a guy, but I'm just saying don't go all high on the hog.
I would go high.
Okay, well, let me tell you why you shouldn't. Two points.
I would go high.
They're going to use three running backs. Because this team will be running offensive plays every 10 seconds, and you can't have the same back in there. And also, this defense, as terrible as it is not going to get anybody off the field.
Okay, let me explain to you LeSean McCoy in my fantasy football rankings. There's only two players I would take above him. LeSean McCoy should be the third pick in this draft. It should be Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, LeSean McCoy. That's how the draft should go.
I disagree with you, Tools. And
who'd you take fourth?
I'm going to put... Well, this isn't a sleeper.
No, ripped
him earlier.
Obviously, it's not a sleeper. I'm asking you, who would you take with the third overall pick in front of LeSean
McCoy?
You're
putting this right on me like this?
Just answer it. It's not a hard question.
Well, Peyton Manning's going to have a huge year.
No, you can't take a quarterback at the fourth overall
pick. I'm just telling you, Peyton Manning's going to be a big fantasy guy this year.
You are terrible with fantasy football.
But you know what? I'm in a new league this year, Tools, and I'm gonna show you my progress and tell you what I can do.
Can I give you a sleeper?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even know if it's really a sleeper. But when you have the strategy of not taking a quarterback until mid-rounds, you know, you don't want to take, let's say you're going to go all position people, and then you're going to take
say too late, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, then in the sixth or seventh round, you take a quarterback, and then you're like in the eighth or ninth, I'm going to take another quarterback, so just in case I have two mid-range, Alex Smith. We know Big Red loves to throw the ball. Alex Smith, he has some weapons there. He's going to throw the ball. And speaking of Big Red, have you seen him in red?
Yeah, that's a color that does nothing.
Oh, my God.
He looks like a planet. He looks like the ninth planet.
Yeah, he looks like he's out in the solar system or something. He looks gigantic.
I don't know how many planets there are anyway, but I'll tell you what. Throw this guy up and he'd be in orbit. He's huge. Red is a color that Reed should not be in, Tools.
So are you thinking, is your draft strategy, okay, let's say you got the third or fourth. Are you running back?
This is my second fantasy football league.
Running back. Do you have a snake draft?
I don't know.
Do you know what a snake draft is? You don't.
Not really.
Oh, God. How
you know what I do? I concentrate on the real game, the actuality of it. That's your problem.
No,
You've been living in a fantasy world all your life.
You want to play fantasy football. You're excited about fantasy football.
Not really.
But you are not taking fantasy football serious. You need to know what a snake draft is. You need to know how important are bye weeks? Because bye weeks, are they important?
Well, Tools, of course, because your player won't be playing.
They are not. You draft the best talent available. You do not look at bye weeks.
So you're saying you would skip over a player because of one is bye week falls?
I wouldn't.
Of course not.
Okay. No, some people do. Some people
Tools,
are. Okay. All right.
I concentrate on real life things. We know that. And you've been living in your World of Warcraft or universe all your life. So you're obviously a good fan. I don't disrespect your fantasy playing. I don't disrespect it. But I do have this to say.
Okay.
Can I quickly say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me call out two acts that I can't stand.
Musical or what are they?
No.
What type of acts?
Mike and Mike, that's got to be the worst radio show around. They're terrible. They're awful. Now, unlike us fun boys, they have no humor or anything good in their show. And also, Brian Baldinger.
He has the worst hair color ever. Did you ever see his hair
color? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he dyes
the
his
dye
hair.
Was leaking into his forehead wrinkles. And also,
worst hair color.
He's a Madden wannabe, Tools. He's terrible. And this is the one comment from his I picked up on last night talking
about. It should
probably
be about Danny Watkins.
Yeah, talking about Vic. He's going to break out in all sorts of ways this year. Is that like sexually or what? What the hell is he talking about?
But the thing is, I like Baldy. I think he tries.
He's too much. He's trying to be John Madden.
But he basically said Danny Watkins was a stud. I guess, I don't know, maybe his eye test.
Has this guy had sexual intercourse yet? I just want to know that. Has Danny Watkins had sexual intercourse yet in his life?
There we go.
If you ain't laying pipe in the bedroom, brother, you have no place on an offensive line in the NFL.
So you wanted to talk a little Phillies. You wanted to bring them up. I did. All right, so the biggest thing that happened this week, because there's nothing going on with Phillies, was Chase Utley's contract. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Give me your opinion on it.
I don't know. I feel like this is just Amoro trying to please the fans. He knows the fans love Utley, and I think he knows his own incompetence. Amoro, I have no confidence in it at all, Tools. And obviously everybody loves Utley, but for this money. And don't get me wrong, when he plays games, he still ranks as one of the best second basemen offensively in the league. But he hasn't played anywhere near a full season in, what, 4 or 5 years?
Okay. First thing I'm going to address with you is the Utley contract. The second thing I feel that I'm probably in the minority about is the Ruben Amaru's strategy. So the contract. Chase Utley got a 2-year deal, basically, with the second year not even guaranteed. Chase Utley, if he stays healthy, he will earn his money. So this contract is basically, I think the Phillies have a lot of protection in this contract. I'm okay with it.
Tools, you're a contract guy, right?
I'm okay with Utley's contract.
You ripped me to relentlessly.
You don't understand contracts.
Chase Utley is guaranteed $25 million in this contract. Yes, he is. Read it over, brother.
No.
Okay, we're donating $25 million if he doesn't play. That's all I'm saying. Because he's guaranteed $25
million. He'll play next year. He'll play next year. And after that, they're not fully guaranteed. So, that's it. The contract isn't bad. Second, Ruben Amaro's strategy.
What is his strategy exactly?
Well, when you listen to people on radio, they had two strategies. Stick with the old team or blow it up. Do the nuclear option. Ruben Amaro might have done the right thing here. He didn't go with the nuclear option. He went with the...
The nuclear option.
He went with the stay the course, keep the young guys. So next year, you're going to introduce Ruff, Dominic Brown, who's the guy at third, Ashy. So you're going to introduce those three. You kept some stud pitchers. You didn't get rid of Cliff Lee. You didn't get rid of Cole Hamels.
Who did they get rid of?
Halliday, dumb and young.
Come on, Tools.
No, but then you also have free agency. They're going to get rid of Ruiz. I mean.
But Tools, they had a couple offers on Ruiz, and Amaro didn't want to budge on him.
Really?
I'm sure they weren't offered much. Probably like a 2-star prospect. But Tools, but I think you had to make some moves here. What good is Papelbon on this roster?
But think about this. So they're probably going to throw Ruff out in left field, right?
They damn well better. You said he's not a legit major leaguer a week ago.
This is going to be your lineup. You're going to have Ruff, Revere, Brown. That's not bad. Then you're going to have, over at third, Ashy. Then you're going to have Rollins. You're going to have Utley. You're going to have Howard. Then you're going to have behind the plate, I don't know. And you're going to have Hamels, Lee, Halliday, Kendrick, whatever.
I'm all about sticking with pitching. And you know that. I don't mind sticking with the pitching.
I know everybody wanted them to do the nuclear option. But that team, in theory, can be pretty good and can get back to the playoffs.
Speaking of nuclear warheads, one's in my shorts right now, Tools. When you learn how to say the word, then maybe you could make points off of it. But they made no moves here. This is looking a lot like this year, next year. What? Good starting rotation.
What move would you have made?
Tools, I would have done anything to get rid of Papelbon.
But no. The only thing you could have done is trade him for a second-tier pick and pay his full salary.
But Tools, what good does this guy have here next year? None. Especially not at what he's getting paid, Tools. And Ashy. Come on. We're leaning on him for production? And then Rollins, we're leaning on him for production?
That's just like my positive look on it.
The infield is terrible.
Okay. All right.
Can I do just one?
No. Can I do one plea? Can I ask one request to the Phillies? if any Phillies people out there hear me, Ryan Howard, please go back on steroids. Please go back on HGH. I don't know what it was or what you were on.
Just get some more of it.
Just do it for next year, and let's go with it.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Delmon Young news tools. Designated for assignment. The only assignment he wants is a 96-ounce porterhouse challenge at Outback. This guy's pathetic. I'll pound him.
Wow, I don't like the negativity towards Delmon Young.
Well, Tools, come on. You were the guy talking him up at the beginning of the year.
Delmon Young?
Yeah, you were all over him, sort of like you are at guys at the farm.
I don't think I was all over Delmon Young.
God damn, what a good show here, Tools. We've been drinking and enjoying our lives, and the Eagles are going to have a nice 7-9 season.
We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll let Drake take you out.
I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home.
Going home.
Just hold on, we're going home.
Going home.
It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, we're going home.
Going home.
Oh, oh, oh.
Going home. You're the girl, you're the one. Can you hear everything I love?
Not bad, you fucking president.
Perfect timing, but God, I hope you're fucking recording it.